now it's very critical to that the community move forward as soon as possible, putting forward the final land selection process through the assembly, and we start the survey process and the land selection. And the reason I'm encouraging city to move as swiftly as we did on this enacting of this bill is because politics change and the winds in Juneau change, and they're favorable today and for the next short time. But we don't know what the next administration is going to be or who it's going to be and what their philosophy is, or if, you know, the governor's reelected, which I think is likely, who's going to follow him. And it could be somebody from the rail belt that doesn't look favorably on Southeast. And we've had some recent governors that fit that. So I'd like to see the community go full speed ahead.
Okay. And just putting the budget stuff aside, it was a very successful session for you overall. A number of your bills went through, mm-hmm. and not many bills overall were passed by both the House and Senate. You had the ferry and wastewater bill. You also had the mental health bill that went through. Your thoughts on last session, putting the budget stuff aside for the moment.
Well, the tactics of trying to get something through the last session was challenging. We started early, as referenced in the Petersburg Lands Bill, on all three of those, and tried to wrap them up in the first half of the session, the first month and a half. That was the goal, the 2 months, not to wait till towards the end because it was going to look like a big knot coming, which turned out to be a big knot, cleared October, which was far naughtier than anticipated. But as far as that goes, it was very successful with 3 out of 12 bills moved through. This year, I'm expecting the mood to even be tougher in Juneau, and I'll have very few bills I'll be working on. There'll be a resolution to restructure the permanent fund to a percent of market value, paying out 4.5%, which the people have heard me talk many times over the years before on that, with a payout split of a minimum of 2% of the 4 going to dividends, and the remaining 2.5 to either to the dividends, back to the permanent fund, or to core operations of the state, depending on the fiscal situation at that present time facing the legislature. That bill should be rolled out on the pre-files in the next few days for public review, not a bill, a resolution. It takes a constitutional change. This would embed it in the Constitution, and it would protect the dividend in that the dividend could not go below 2% in any given year. And we'll see, you know, how that debate goes forward within the legislature this winter. The current restructuring bill that's in conference committee between the House and the Senate has too high a payout. It's 5.25 roughly, depending on which version you're looking at. There's no protection from the Constitution. It's using the earnings reserve. And the analysis run by the permanent fund shows there's a 50% probability that would blow up the permanent fund. So that bill, as far as I'm concerned, is as good as dead. We should start over, take a look at how we're going to deal with the permanent fund, irregardless of the financial position of the state, and set the structure to protect the permanent fund first. Not look at it as a milk cow to extract revenue from at any given year for whatever the spending issues are facing the state.